Hello out there, Hudson Mohawk Magazine listeners. This is contributor Christoph DiMaria for 105.3 WOOC out of the Sanctuary for Independent Media in Troy, New York. I am here today with Jason Pierce of the Savoy Tap Room and most recently of Feed Albany. How are you, Jason?
Doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Broadcasting from home, as it were. And I'm kind of missing all of my friends out there in the service industry and missing doing some of that work myself.
I'll tell you what, we're missing you and everyone else too. We look forward to the day when we can all join with some drink and food in front of the bar.
Well, great. If you could tell us a little bit about yourself and feel free to share your pronouns because that's important to us here on the radio, what you do and what inspires you.
Well, to give you a little background, my name's Jason Pierce, one of the owners of Savoy Tap Room on Lark Street, Albany's little city within the city. Many of you may know the location as it was the previous Justin's, the storied Justin's of lore, if you will. 4.5 years ago, I took over the space, reinvented it from the ground up, turned it into an exceptional location for craft cocktails, amazing scratch-made food, and probably most importantly, just a welcoming atmosphere for anyone from any walk of life. Throughout the last 4 years, we've quickly become one of, if not the most popular bar here in the city of Albany. That's my background. More recently, an unemployed restaurant worker. When the COVID-19 crisis started, myself, Dominic Panormo from DP and Yono's, and a few others had this idea to use our now shuttered kitchens and recently unemployed restaurant workers to see if we could start feeding not only, you know, our industry friends, but also at-risk and in-need people throughout the region. And we quickly brought on other partners, in that endeavor. And now here we are. God, I've lost track of time. I don't know. A month and a half later, maybe, and pumping out, 5,000 to 7,000 meals a week and getting them out to people that need them.
That's incredible. 5,000 to 7,000 meals a week for the last month and a half. Tell our listeners a little bit more about Feed Albany. What exactly is it? How did the concept start? And what are you specifically offering the community?
The paradigm or the methodology of what we do is really pretty simple. So you have kitchens in restaurants all over the area, which are no longer operating because of the government pause. So our idea was to utilize those spaces to produce food using, now unemployed restaurant workers, and then to distribute that food. So currently, we're preparing food at Savoy Tap Room on Lark Street, Yono's down on Chapel Street, at the Point Restaurant and Lounge on Madison Avenue. Our friends down at the Bishop are cooking food for us. Tess Collins at McGeary's. We're partnering with Emery's over at Kitchen 216. She's putting out lunches every day for children that need them. So we're really using locations all over the area. We get kitchen staff in there. We get chefs, sous chefs that come in with volunteers to cook food. We use donated products from Cisco, Driscoll, Kilcoyne Farms, and others, along with product we purchase from, Cisco, Restaurant Depot. And then through a partnership with the Albany County Sheriff, we distribute these meals to at-risk and in-need people using our volunteers and one of their vans. And then we also have, one or two other vehicles that we run. So 6 days a week, we have anywhere from 1 to 4 vehicles out there delivering food. As we speak right now, we've got 2, and they're delivering meals. In addition to that, we have a partnership with the food pantries, Trinity Alliance, Salvation Army, and Sister Maureen Joyce Food Pantries. And through our partnership with them, we deliver to hundreds of families every week groceries, for people that need them. In a nutshell, that's what we do. That's the main focus.
What's most interesting to me about this is you have integrated a number of different public services that aren't normally associated with restaurants, right? Like, I would never have thought that the Albany County Sheriff would be working with you. So how did that start? How did that organizing work start? How did you get in touch with them?
We all have our particular skill sets, and I think one of mine happens to be bringing people together. Something I enjoy on a regular basis at Savoy. in a crisis like this, that skill set turns to a different arena where, you know, I look at the assets that are on the table, who has what capabilities and what can they offer. And then I look at the needs. You know, that effort really started when, myself, Dominic Panormo, Matthew Peter, a local Albany County legislator and head of the parking authority here in the city, Joe Bonilla from Relentless Awareness, Dan Atkins and Emma Sawyer, my cohorts here at Savoy, we all got together and looked and said, okay, we immediately, you know, started working with the county so that we could get referrals through Albany County Department of Social Services, through the Office of Mental Health. We started working with RSS, with LifePath, with all these different organizations who knew who the people in need were so that they could get us that information. We reached out to the sheriff, and I have to say, by the way, Sheriff Craig Apple is, you know, just a remarkable human being. If there is a need and someone brings it to his attention and asks, hey, can you help? His answer is always yes, and I have to commend him for it.
It sounds like many of the organizations you're working with are based out of Albany. What areas of the capital region is Feed Albany serving overall?
You know, we probably should have chosen a different name. It should have been feedeveryone.com. we're feeding Albany, of course, Albany County. We're also feeding Rensselaer County in the sense that we service folks that live in Troy and the immediate outlying areas. Unfortunately, we don't have the staff and volunteer capacity to get out into, say, you know, Scaticoke or some of the more remote areas, but definitely the population centers in Rensselaer County, the major ones. Then we're also servicing the southernmost portion of Saratoga County and then the population centers of Schenectady County as well. So we have vans today, for instance, going to Troy, Latham, Cohoes, and Albany.
How can people who are just hearing about this for the first time, maybe through the radio or online, locate where your services are going to be delivered? And if folks want to get involved, especially perhaps an unemployed restaurant worker, how can they reach out to you?
Let's start with the basics. Let's break that down a little bit. You no longer have the income and the tips, and if you need food or help, where can you go to get it? Looking at it from that perspective, if you are an unemployed restaurant worker, if you're an unemployed musician, if you're someone in need of food, three times a week from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., Yono's at 25 Chapel Street, you could just come down and get some food. Nothing, no questions asked. You just show up and get what you need. If you need food and have access to the internet, you can go to feedalbany.com and click on the link that says I need food. That'll submit a request to Feed Albany. Somebody will reach out with you and they'll schedule delivering some food. You can also call our phone number, which is 518-261-2754 if you don't have access to the internet, and ask for some food as well. In addition to getting the prepared meals to you, we're going to work with you to determine whether or not you need some groceries, refer to the food pantries so that we can get a grocery delivery out to you, which we will also handle on our end as well. You know, that's one breakdown. Now, let's say, you know, what are you doing tomorrow? Maybe you want to come and help, right? So, you know, the next question is, you know, how do you do that? Feedalbany.com, you know, there's a link to volunteer. So you just go there, click on the link, submit your information. As you can imagine, there's a lot of unemployed people right now. There's actually a lot of people that want to help. So if you submit your information and we don't get right back to you, it's not that we don't want your help. It's that we're, you know, literally going through all of this flood of people that want to help us and trying to involve as many as we can, you know, when we can. The other thing you can do, of course, is you can donate to support the efforts. This all costs money, as you can imagine. There's a donate link right on the website. It goes to a GoFundMe. You're not going to believe this, but to date, we have raised just direct public contributions via our GoFundMe. We've raised over $68,000 to feed people in this city. And what does that tell you about you, I, and all of our friends that we, you know?
You have been listening to part one of an interview with Jason Pierce of the Savoy Tap Room and Feed Albany discussing COVID-19,
food solidarity and the organization of local restaurants and other community and civic organizations in order to feed the public.